You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you are having a great day as always. If I sound a little weird, it's because I am sick with a cold and my throat is very scratchy, but I needed to get this recorded for you today. So we're just going to roll with it because we're talking about the Chase Sapphire Reserve. So we have been talking about the really three high premium travel cards. So we've touched on American Express Platinum. We talked about the Capital One Venture X. And now today we are talking about the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, which also just got a complete revamp and rolled out a whole new card with an amazing sign-up bonus and lots of perks. Again, pretty high annual fee, but there's a lot of benefits that you get with this card. So I hope my voice doesn't sound too bad today because I really wanted to get this recorded. But we got back late last night from our trip up in Washington State, and it was like snowing when we left and the weather was pretty muggy. So I don't know if that is what brought on my cold or if it was just all of the traveling. We actually have a trip planned in like 3 weeks in November, and we were on the plane and we were just like, I don't know if I want to go on another trip that quickly. And it was not like, this was my husband's trip. He had picked it out. It was Amarillo, Texas, and we were going to go for a ranch rodeo. It was going to be like a really short trip. We were just going to drive there, and I wasn't really looking that forward to it. So I was just kind of like, it's totally fine if we cancel it. Like, I wouldn't be that upset. And so he was like, let's just cancel that. And then I was like, well, what if we just did like a trip in early December and just took off November and maybe like go to Mexico or something like that in December, which I would much rather do. And so he was like, yeah, we can just do that. So I'm actually really, really excited about it. So we're going to take a little bit of break. His business is really busy here at home. So we're just going to take a break in November. And then I am planning hopefully a Mexico all-inclusive vacation in December, which I'm really excited about. And then in January we go to Florida. So we got lots of beachy vibes coming up, which I'll talk about later on the podcast. Just some of the things that we've learned this year on our vacations. Anyway, back to what we're talking about today. Let's dive into the Chase Sapphire Reserve. Okay, this card is a $795 annual fee, so it's up there. But you get 125,000 Chase points when you spend $6,000 in 3 months. That is a heck of a lot of Chase points and a pretty low minimum spend. I would think for that amount of points that you would need to spend a lot more because their business card of the Chase Sapphire Reserve, I believe, is like a $30,000 minimum spend to get 200,000 points. So this is pretty darn good for 6,000 in 3 months for 125,000 points. Again, high annual fee, but we're going to talk about all of the different perks that you are going to get with this. So first, we're going to go into credits. I actually have like this cheat sheet that I created for my students that's very visual. And so there's like four different boxes that we're going to talk about. Were credits, perks, dining, and other. But it's very visual and I absolutely love it. I actually might just put it here in the show notes because it's a really good visual. So you're going to get a $300 statement for a travel credit. What I love about this travel credit is it does not need to be used within the travel portal. It can just be a statement on your credit card statement and then it can be reimbursed on that statement. So I love that because I kind of hate using the travel portal. And so I have more flexibility if I can just use the $300 statement credit. So that's a great one. You're also going to get a $500 credit to stay with their brand called The Edit. So this is like in the travel portal with the edit, and you get $250 each half of the year, semi-annually, but you have to book two nights or more, which is probably going to cost you more. So you would have to spend some money probably on this, but you're going to get $250 credit when you book it each half of the year. You're also going to get $120 for your global entry or your TSA pre-check. Pretty standard with these high cards to get TSA pre-check on your stuff. Going on to the perks, which is what we all like to talk about, lounge access. You're going to get access to the Chase lounges plus two free guests, and you are also going to get a priority pass, which you can bring two free guests with as well. So we've been talking a lot about lounge access and the access that you get with the Platinum card, with the Chase card, Capital One. With all of them, you're going to get priority pass, but you're going to get different access to these lounges, like Chase lounges or the American Express Centurion lounges or the Capital One. And so when you're thinking about which card should be in your arsenal, think about your home airport and where you fly out of most frequently, or maybe where you lay over most frequently. And if your home airport has a Chase lounge, then you probably should get the Chase Sapphire Reserve. But if your home airport has a great Capital One lounge, then look at the Capital One. So really think about what lounges are going to be given access to you, like where you're traveling the most through, and that will help you choose one of these cards. Because again, you don't need all of these premium cards. I mean, you can. We actually have all three of these between me and my husband. But we also have two, what I would say, crappy airport lounge or crappy airports to go out of, because we are in between two very small airports and those are our only options, and they actually have no lounges. And so we don't have a lounge at our home airport, and we are flying through major hubs. And so we just never know which airport lounge is going to be accessible to us. And so just in the last couple of months, we have used United lounges. We've used the Escape lounge with American Express. We have used the Chase lounge. So like there's all these different options because we just never know where we're going to be flying through. So if you have a home airport with a lounge, that is going to be your determining factor probably on the card that you open if you're looking for a card specifically for lounge access. So I just wanted to say that. You're also going to get access to the Reserve Travel Designer, which is basically like an itinerary builder for your travels, which I think is a really cool function. Going into dining, you're going to get a $300 dining credit, which is $150 for each half of the year, semi-annually. You get a $120 DoorDash membership, and then every single month you're getting a $25 DoorDash credit as well. So if you are someone who uses DoorDash, that's going to be a great option for you. And then all the other things you're going to get is a $300 StubHub credit broken up into $150 for each half of the year. If you're someone who likes to go to concerts or sports or anything like that, this could be a great credit to just lessen the cost of some of those tickets. You're going to get complimentary Apple TV Plus and Apple Music, a $10 a month Lyft credit. So if you're somewhere where Lyft is used often, and you get a $10 a month Peloton credit as well. So lots of different little small credits, great lounge access, some travel credits, which are great, some dining credits. There's a lot of stuff that when you add all this up, it really could offset that cost. Again, make sure you add up the things you're going to use. For me, again, I've said this a bunch of times, I live in the middle of nowhere. We have no such thing as DoorDash, so I have never been able to use that. And so that's not something I use. I'm sure I probably could do some sort of like pickup or something. We don't even have DoorDash in our community. So that's really not like a credit that even like appeals me. The dining credit is great, but it's only at select restaurants, which again are not like in my area because I live in a really small town. But I love the travel credit. I love the points. I love the lounge access. And so for me, those were enough to offset that cost. And so I grabbed this card. So it's totally up to you. But like I said, always add up those credits. And then if in a year you're like, I'm really not using these credits, I used up my sign up bonus and it's really not paying off for me, you can close that card after a year. So all something to keep in mind as we talk about all these, the links for all of these cards, all the best offers are going to be in the show notes. But
And again, you don't have to have one of these high premium cards. I just wanted to go over them because I see a lot of people in the beginner stage that come to me and they're like, oh, I have an American Express Platinum. And it's like, okay, but why do you have that card? So really looking at the reasoning behind it and make sure that you don't have it just because it is a high annual fee card. Make sure that you're using it and that you know how to use the points correctly. So I hope that was helpful. Everything is in the show notes and I will see you guys next week.